Hello, everybody, and welcome to Clover Park in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida, and this edition of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on Valley Live App, MILB TV, and MLB TV. Today, we have game three of a six-game series for you between homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. First pitch in this third game is coming up at 6:10 p.m. Welcome you now into the broadcast booth. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker with you. Thank you so much for making the Mets and Cardinals part of your Thursday night. It's overcast here in Port St. Lucie, but it's a theme, Jake. It rained all day. It was really nasty here for about 5 hours, but the rain has cleared out. The field is untarped. It's lined, ready to go. We're going to play our 57th home game at Clover Park, and it's going to be our 57th on-time start.
What a rare reason. We've had some really good luck with the weather. Fingers crossed that that continues and we can play 9 uninterrupted innings today. But a big game for the Mets. They've been playing overall pretty well. In the last two games, they've been neck and neck with a very good Palm Beach team. Just need to clean up a couple little things. No reason they should be able to get back in the win column today.
This has been a fun series so far. Yes, Palm Beach has won the first two games. They have been competitive, but we have draft picks from the Cardinals organization, from the Mets organization, all playing in their first few weeks of pro ball. So that's been a fun added element. And one of those players is Carson Benj. He was the Mets' first-round pick, 19th overall, out of Oklahoma State. And Jake caught up with Carson before today's game. And we thank Carson for taking time out of his day to speak with Jake for the pregame show. There's the home plate meeting. Eli Serrano doing the lineup card duties for the St. Lucie Mets. Serrano, the Mets' fourth-round draft pick out of NC State, not in the lineup today after he had a double early in yesterday's game. Gary Kendall doing the honors for Palm Beach. He is the manager of the Cardinals. Home plate umpire is Tyler Vandenwater, who is relaying the balls and strikes from the ABS system. Last ABS day of the week. Tomorrow we go to the challenge system. Base umpire is Austin Matching. Mets come into today's game with a 17-31 second half record. The Mets are 39-75. Overall, Palm Beach, after winning the first half, is large and in charge in the second half at 34-14. They have the best overall record in the Florida State League at 71-43. A real good chance to get to the 80 win mark, which is no small feat in single A with 132 games on the docket. Cardinals 7.5 game lead over Daytona in the second half. They're closing in on that second half title. Daytona now with a 3.5 game lead over Jupiter for the wild card spot. And the Mets are basically eliminated in the second half. Over in the West Division, Fort Myers got swept in a doubleheader yesterday at Tampa. Mighty Muscles lost a game and a half off their lead. Fort Myers now 2.5 games up on Lakeland. So Lakeland, second best record in the Florida State League, best record in the West overall, but not in a playoff position. Clearwater won the first half, and Fort Myers 2.5 games up on Lakeland in the second half. Dunedin 5.5 out, Tampa 6.5 out in the second half. Bradenton and Clearwater out of second half contention. Other games around the Florida State League today. Fort Myers and Tampa played a doubleheader yesterday, swept by Tampa. Today's game has been canceled. Bad weather over there at Steinbrenner Field. The 6:30 games, Daytona at Jupiter. Daytona leads that series 2-0. Dunedin at Clearwater, 2-0 Dunedin in that series. And Bradenton at Lakeland, 2-0 Lakeland in that series. Today's starting pitching matchup features Joel Diaz for the St. Lucie Mets, the 20-year-old from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic, squaring off against Jose Davila, a 21-year-old from Venezuela who's having a really good season.
Big key for the Mets today is throwing strikes. We've talked about it before. Joel Diaz, he's got some great stuff and great strikeout ability. Just has to make sure he's getting those balls over the plate. Davila is a guy who the Mets have seen a couple times before, so something they can look back at, try to work on, knowing that they've seen him before, and try to get to him early in this game and get off to a quick start against the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Davila and the Cardinals from the bullpen making their way across the field right now to their dugout. Mets will be coming out of their dugout shortly to start game three of this series and try to turn it around here at Clover Park against the Cardinals. Played 8 games here against Palm Beach this year, and the Cardinals have won 7. And Joel Diaz, the man, will start to turn that around today. Diaz charges out of the dugout. The rest of the Mets starters to follow. Everyone else will trickle out to the lines for the national anthem, which is upon us. Today it will be Krista Addington. The honors will send it down to the field.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the singing of our national anthem. Today's national anthem will be performed by Krista Addington. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous sky, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly.
That it's go time for the Mets and Cardinals, who are meeting for the 21st of their 24 scheduled games this season. Tonight, the third game of a 6-game set at Clover Park. Cardinals lead the current series 2-0. They lead the season series 15-5. Cardinals on a +45 run differential in the season series. That is Mets starter Joel Diaz, who in his last 3 road games has been really good. In his last 2 home games, he has been unable to pitch like he has away from Clover Park. We'll see if he can straighten that out tonight. Last time we saw Diaz in action was last Friday in Daytona. He was pitching 5 innings of 1-run ball with 6 strikeouts. So on a week's rest, hopefully he can channel that again. As for the Mets defense, Jake will spin you around the diamond.
Starting in the outfield for St. Lucie, it's Yonatan Henriquez in left field and center, A.J. Ewing. In right, it's Jacoby Long. And on the infield, going from third to first, Boston Barrow, Marco Vargas, Nick Roselli, and Jairo Cuevas. Your battery is Joel Diaz and Ronald Hernandez catching behind the plate.
Starting lineup for the visiting Cardinals, Christian Martin will lead off and plays second base. Ian Petrutz, who had a good game, and he's having a good start to his pro career out of Alabama, bat second. He's in left field. J.J. Weatherholt, the 7th overall pick out of West Virginia, bats third. He's at short. Jose Suarez has had a big series, 4 hits, including 2 home runs. The go-ahead home run yesterday. Baez coming alive, batting 5th. Hernandez, Cross, McGee, and Espinoza round out the Palm Beach starting nine. And we're ready for baseball on an overcast and cool Thursday evening on the Treasure Coast of Florida. Mets in their home whites for the first time this week. Cardinals in the alternate reds for the first time. Diaz, the first pitch. It's high for ball one to Martin, and we're underway. First pitch on time. 6:10, it's 78 degrees and overcast at Clover Park tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. As Diaz misses high again at 92, 2-0 on Martin, who did not play yesterday but led off on Tuesday and got on base four times out of five trips. And Diaz misses inside. It's 3-0.
Adam, that is back-to-back on-time starts here
that
for
can't
the
be,
St. Lucie
that
Mets.
That can't be right.
It is indeed.
3-0 pitch. That's missing high for a ball. So four fastballs, none in the zone, but a few were close. So Martin's going to take a free pass. Leadoff batter to start each game has made it to first base.
All right, that's going to be the big thing for the Mets. They have to cut down on the walks too many times, especially early on in the first inning. The Mets have been given too many free passes where it makes it much easier for Palm Beach. All they need is one good swing to get some early runs in.
And here's Petrutz, 1-for-2 with the double, hit by a pitch and a walk on Tuesday, and he takes a changeup for a strike. So Diaz throws away the fastball and tries something different. Slider inside, 1-1. Well, Martin walked to lead off Tuesday's game. He scored. Maturin singled to start yesterday's game. He scored. So the task for Diaz is to try to prevent Martin from scoring from first this time. Petrutz waits on the 1-1. That fastball still just won't find the zone.
Is trying to find that release point to get that ball consistently where he wants it. Hasn't quite found it early in this game.
So foul ball off to the left. Diaz has started nine games at Clover Park this year. He's 0-4, the 5.22 ERA. On the road in eight games, five starts, 2-1, the 4.06 ERA. So a full run plus some more better at on the road than at home. 2-2 pitch, a ground ball out to short. Vargas steps on second, throws to first, a double play. That's just what Diaz was looking for. An easy one, too.
Great execution, nice pitch, and a good job by the Mets defense to pick up a clean double play. Races that leadoff walk, that's a big one, and now one more out to get through this first inning with no runs.
Change up. Poor swing by Petrutz, and now Weatherholt flies the first pitch he sees into left center. Chasing back is Ewing. He makes the grab up high, and the inning is over just like that. Well, it looked like Diaz was in a bit of trouble. Two pitches later, he's out of the inning. We'll take a break when we return to Clover Park. The Mets will swing the sticks for the first time tonight. Palm Beach starting pitcher is Jose Davila. How good has he been? After pitching to the tune of a plus 8 ERA in the month of June. He's only allowed 3 runs in 37 innings since, a 0.73 ERA, starting with his first appearance from July. Last time he was here at Clover Park, 6 shutout innings, 11 strikeouts. He was the FSL Pitcher of the Week for that performance. Let's see if this Mets lineup can do better. It'll be Vargas, Benj, and Barrow to start. Hernandez, Ewing, and Roselli in the middle. AJ hit a home run last night. Jacoby Long, Johairo Cuevas, and Yonatan Enriquez round out the order. No Jet Williams, no Colin Haupt today. Jet started a rehab assignment yesterday. It's the day off, as does Hauk after leaving the game late yesterday. As Vargas takes a pitch up and away for ball one from Davila. High ball two.
We saw Hauk. He was limping off of the field, was worried it could be a little worse. Thought it maybe initially was cramping, but he was out there around practicing today. Looked pretty good. So just an off day to try and get him back to 100%.
3-0. As Davila, like Vargas, struggling with the first batter. Can't throw a strike to him. July 24th here at Clover Park, 6 innings of 3-hit shutout ball, 2 walks and 11 strikeouts. 3-0 pitch, strike at the knees. Ironically, he was the pitcher of the week for that performance, but not the previous week when he went 7 shutout innings with 12 strikeouts. So somebody bested him that week. Pitcher for Clearwater. 3-1 to Vargas, and he will fly it out of play. Marco on the IL from early July through early August, rounding in the forum. The off day yesterday. Payoff pitch. Missed with the fastball at 94 for ball four. Nobody had a better walk to strikeout ratio as a teenager than Marco Vargas did last year. He's got a great eye. Down to first he goes.
Well, nice to have him back in the lineup so you can get a man on early in a leadoff walk. Really helps the offense have a good chance to get something going quickly, which the Mets would love to do.
Carson Benj, the Mets' first round pick. And pregame interviewee takes a ball low. Benj has shown a great eye at the plate so far. He's got a real idea of what he wants to do. 14 plate appearances as a pro. He's reached base 9 times. And he's hit safely in all the games he's played in, all 3. 1-0 pitches low, 2-0. I didn't feel like we were robbed of a appearance from Benj yesterday. And all the other first-rounders in the lineup with Hauk and Williams and Weatherholt for Palm Beach. Benj got the day off, and an early mound visit here between Sammy Hernandez and Davila. He's trying to get comfortable. While Davila had that great outing against the Mets on July 24th here at Clover Park, he had had a couple of other outings that were not so good against the Mets. May 17th at Roger Dean, 4 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, and then the June 28th game, he pitched into the 6th but gave up 4 runs in the 6th inning. Mets ended up coming back and winning that game. There's a swing and a miss by Benj. So he could have gone 5 innings, 1 run that night. They brought him out there for the 6th. It didn't go well. Another Cardinals pitcher who's been around all season. Benj takes a fastball away, 3-1.
And his great hitting, as we mentioned, starts with his good eye, being able to get into hitters' counts, and now can really open up.
And he attacks and fouls it straight back. Fastball at 92, so consecutive full counts for Davila to start the afternoon, evening. He walked Vargas. What will it be for Benj? Payoff pitch. Benj will take strike 3, throw to second base. Kicks into shallow left center. And Vargas has a stolen base, but the Mets avoid the strike him out, throw him out, as Benj took a close pitch, tried to sell it as a ball. Here it is again. Interesting where Sammy Hernandez asked for it. Tell you what, where Sammy Hernandez asked for it, that's where it went. really well-placed fastball. That's one that Benj will want another crack at. Caught more of the plate than it appeared. Breaking ball, the strike to Barrow. So Boston Barrow, red hot, five hits in the series. Back up to that 289 average. Homeward yesterday from the leadoff spot. Barrow grounds one sharply into right center field. Vargas will be waved home. It's misplayed in right by Baez. And Boston will scoot up to second base. He gets credit for an RBI single. 1-0 Mets.
Well, when you're hot, you're hot. Boston Barrow has been excellent at the plate and great awareness, too, when he saw the ball got misplayed out in center field, able to turn on the Jets and get to second base.
Yes. That was a rough one by Baez out in right field. That's the first error of the series by the Cardinals, who come in with the best defensive percentage in the league at .976. Now Hernandez at the plate, takes ball one. Mets scoring first in the game for the first time in the series. Hernandez flies one deep into center field. Espinoza running back. He gets twisted around and can't recover. Barrow's going to be waved in. He's going to score. Hernandez will stop at second with the double. 2-0 St. Lucie.
Straight double. No error on the play. Straight double.
Well, this Mets offense has really come alive. They've been really good over the last couple of weeks as well. And a nice job there by Hernandez. Drives that one into center field, and Espinoza just could not get a good read on it. At any point, it falls right over his head.
And Barrow had to hold up halfway between second and third to see if Espinoza would catch it. He got all sorts of twisted around in straightaway center. RBI double, no error on that boot by Espinoza. Ronald was going into second anyways. So a good start for the Mets. Doing something against Avila they could not last time he pitched here. Score against him. Now Ewing. He takes a strike. We got some of these Mets hitters who are either hot or starting to heat up. I mean, Barrow's been hot mostly all season, so has Hernandez, but now Ewing has had a really good couple of games here. Swings and misses at the changeup. Got two doubles and a home run in the series. He will use his timeout here after falling behind a ball and two strikes. Two and two. Ewing swings and misses at the breaking ball. Good sharp slider. First, second strikeout of the night for Davila. That's how he's retired both of his batters.
Credit to Davila on that pitch. It's a great breaking ball. Drops right toward the bottom of the zone. Tough one to get a piece of. And Ewing goes down on strikes.
And now Roselli got his first Clover Park hit yesterday late in the game. Swings viciously and misses on this fastball. 2-0 Mets in the first. As Roselli looks for a two-out RBI hit. Another big cut and a miss. Nothing and two. Roselli swings and misses. Three straight high fastballs for Davila. He strikes out three, but the Mets get him for two runs on two hits. One of those unearned. We're through one. Mets have the early lead.
Time for our three keys to the game. Number one, smoother first inning. Cardinals have scored in the first inning in both games. You can check that one off the box. Number two, few more hits with runners in scoring position. Need a few more clutch hits to keep pace with the Cardinals. And number three, continue to hang tough. First two games have been close after the middle innings. Keep that trend going.
Definitely a smooth inning. If you told the Mets, yeah, you'll lead 2-0, that'd be great. Yesterday they were down 3-0 after the top of the first. They're down 1-0 after the first inning on Tuesday. And the Mets 2-for-4. Runners in scoring position already. So, look, you bat 500 with runners in scoring position, you're doing great. And pitchers throw their best stuff when they're in trouble, so you understand that it's going to be more difficult. So, good start for the Mets. Joel Diaz, only a 10-pitch first inning. Got three outs on two pitches. A double play and the flyout from Petrutz and Weatherholt, respectively. Now Suarez, can the Mets keep this guy locked down? As he takes a strike, it's nothing and two. All he's done is, when he came off the bench late on Tuesday and singled and homered, and then yesterday 2-for-5 with the go-ahead home run in the sixth inning. See all these new draft picks for the Cardinals circling guys that you got to watch out for. And it's this guy hitting 238 coming off the bench who's been the most devastating player. Bounce this one off to the right. He has the 1-2, and Suarez checks his swing. No, he does not. Called it home plate by Vandenwater. Went too far. Joel Diaz has his first strikeout of the night on a check swing. Sometimes it's those double play balls that just get a pitcher going downhill. Perhaps that's the case for Diaz as he starts Baez with a slider down and away. Baez, another good prospect for the Cardinals. 3-for-5 yesterday. Takes this pitch away. 2-0. Activated off the temporarily inactive list in time for this series. Fastball won't back into the strike zone. 3-0.
Those double play balls always feel really good for a pitcher. It's tough to give up a leadoff walk, especially to start the game, but you erase that immediately on a double play.
Pitch is too far inside. It's a strange start here. We've had five batters come to the plate. That's the second four-pitch walk. The three batters in between. Double play, fly out on one pitch, and a strikeout. One on, one out for Sammy Hernandez. Hernandez, the number 29-ranked Cardinals prospect, takes the ball up high. Fans might not know it if they have not watched St. Lucie Mets baseball for a long time, but Mets pitcher Joel Diaz, a couple years ago, was number 10th-rated Mets prospect. Runner goes. Throw by Hernandez to get Baez is not going to be in time. Stolen base. Pitch was a strike. Hernandez threw out a couple of base runners on Tuesday. Good jump by Baez. He's in scoring position with one out. That takes away a double play opportunity. Ball into strike on Sammy Hernandez. He takes the slider away. Never did get the four Hernandezes in the same game at one time, Jake, like you called for in prior series.
Unfortunately, no. We didn't get to have that. We got close a couple of times some weeks ago, but
2-1 pitches up, 3-1. So Diaz, he was a top 10 Mets prospect in 2022, 18-year-olds in the Dominican. He had a tremendous Dominican Summer League season in 21. He made the jump right to St. Lucie in early 2022. That was a big leap. 3-1 pitch, check swing this time Batter able to hold off back-to-back walks as Hernandez takes his base. Diaz scuffled, as you might imagine, as an 18-year-old jumping right to the Florida State League in 2022, but he pitched great at the end of the season, kept getting better and better, which is what you want from a young player. And then he saved his best for last with six shutout innings in relief in a playoff game to close out a series against these Palm Beach Cardinals. And, of course, last year, missing the entire campaign with Tommy John surgery and an up-and-down 2024. So his status has dropped, but there's still a lot to like. As he faces Cross, Cross swings and misses at the changeup. Josh Cross from Savannah, Georgia, sixth-round pick out of Eastern Michigan. He came in as a defensive substitute 2 games ago. Finished out the game at first base, did not play yesterday. It's our first look at him, switch-hitting first baseman. First and second, one out. Mets lead 2-0 in the second. Diaz, the 0-1 pitch missed low. Ball and a strike. Still searching for something he likes. We've seen the fastball, changeup, slider, a one cutter. Fastball fouled back. He will mix in an occasional curveball in the high 70s. Usually saves that for maybe second time around the lineup. Cross grounds one foul. That one over by the rolled up tarp. Tarp was on the field for a long time today. Just before noon, I'd say until 4:45. Didn't rain that whole time, but cloudy enough where you could keep the tarp on and not damage the grass. Worst of the weather is behind us. High 70s and no wind, no sun. 1-2, Cross will lay off.
No, the classic Florida weather. It poured for a little bit and then it let up and then it came back a little bit more. You just never really know what you're going to get down here in the Sunshine State.
Ground ball, foul again. Back to the fastball.
But you look at the field, it's even hard to tell that the tarp was on there. The grounds crew did such a great job of getting everything ready.
Probably going to be battling the tarp all week. It's fine, as long as we're playing on time. As time is called. We've had a couple of times called here. That plate did not need brushing. I think Ronald just needed a moment. The umpire granted it. It's a long at-bat. Cross waits on the pitch and grounds one to Cuevas, who's going to throw wild the first. Nope. It's caught by Diaz for the out. Boy, out of the hand, that looked like it was sailing away, and Diaz saved it with that great reach back. This was a tricky play. Might have been easier for Roselli. Look at the slight juggle. And Diaz, that's a very athletic catch and touch of first base.
Well, Diaz maybe a tad late starting to get over there, because when Cuevas grabs that ball, Roselli was a little bit behind him. There's nobody on first. Diaz has to get there in time and did, and then had to reach back behind him to get to that ball, as you mentioned, is the pitch a little bit, or the throw a little bit wide from Cuevas. But nice job by the Mets to get it done and get the second out of the inning.
The two runners both advance, Baez to third and Hernandez to second. A hit by McGee could tie this game. Slider too high, two balls and no strikes. I think looking back on that play, I think a 4-3 ground out would have been an easier play. But it's done, and it was done successfully. Pitches inside a fastball, 3-0 on McGee. McGee, who went 0-for-4 two strikeouts and a failed bunt into a double play on Tuesday. Didn't play yesterday. Leads on the 3-0. Diaz, too high. Third walk of the inning, fourth in eight batters for Joel Diaz. And they're loaded up for Espinoza, the nine-hitter. And Jordan Kraus, the Mets pitching coach, is coming out for a visit. So a shaky outing here from Diaz to begin, but still an opportunity to get through two scoreless innings. But we're hoping that after that double play and flyout to end the first, he was back in road form, where he's been so good. And then three walks in this inning. He's trying to hang on for dear life.
Hasn't been able to locate his pitches. Adam, you mentioned he's been throwing a lot of different ones, trying to find that pitch that works for him. It's really helpful for a pitcher to have that pitch that you can rely on. When you're back against the wall and a count, need a strike, you can go to that pitch. Hopefully Diaz can find it here quickly. Only needing one more out, though, to get out of the inning.
He faces an old nemesis in Lisandro Espinoza. Struck out in his first two at-bats yesterday, but in his final two, triple and a single. He's got a chance to do damage early in this game. Diaz, first pitch, a check swing foul. Grounds crew, come on! Oh. Off the tarp, into that cutout. Justin there at the back end couldn't make the play. Chad wants nothing to do with it. 0-1, swing and a miss on a fastball, nothing in two. What will it be now from Diaz? After all these balls, I'm not sure he's interested in wasting any. He's coming right back at Espinoza. 0-2. In the dirt and a good block by Hernandez. That's one thing you don't want to do now. On the verge of getting out of this, don't spike one for a freebie run. And if you're going to spike one, how about right off the chest protector? Over the plate. Diaz, the 1-2. It's a pop fly. Jake, make the play. It's over our booth. Philip can get it.
I think that might have gone through the window next door.
A 1-2 again to Espinoza. Slider off the plate. Espinoza battling back. Diaz at 40 pitches. Only threw 10 in the first. 2-2. Foul back again. Diaz will be running out of steam in this inning. Needs to get back to the dugout and rest.
Now these are the tough at-bats where you have to constantly battle the batter. Still has one more ball to work with if he wants to try and go a little bit outside the zone.
The 2-2. A liner out of play. Espinoza staying alive. Peppering these balls foul. And now that Diaz is over 30 pitches in this inning, this likely is last batter of the inning. If he does not get him, he might not stay in this game. The 2-2 again. Popped up. This appears playable for Hernandez. Ronald underneath makes the catch, and the side is retired. Diaz walks three. Fights off Espinoza and gets that last out and keeps the Mets in the lead 2-0. Hard-fought scoreless frame for Joel Diaz. set to start the home second. It'll be Jacoby Long leading off for the Mets against Davila. That's a couple of hits and a couple of runs against Davila in the first. Long shoots one into right field, chasing back Baez. He's got it. That was a sharply hit ball by Jacoby. Going for a four-game hit streak. But is retired on the first pitch. And that's three straight now, retired by Davila, since Hernandez hit that double into center.
That one 90 mile an hour is off the bat. It was a well-struck ball by Jacoby. And one thing Carson mentioned to me in our pregame interview, which if you missed, by the way, you can see on our YouTube channel, he was saying that, you know, this team has been hitting the ball really well. And those, if they continue to do that, those kinds of swings, that ball will continue to fall. And they'll be able to get some runs in. Kind of saw that in the first inning.
Cuevas perhaps hitting as well as any current player on the roster. Waits on the 0-1. Good slider for strike two. Cuevas in his last six games has four doubles and six walks. Sneak him into the bottom of the order at the eighth spot. And he takes the fastball close. That's one of the reasons the six walks, a pitch like that, he'll let fly by. Even with an 0-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Breaking ball hit hard up the middle by Cuevas. He's got another base hit. That's third of the game. Cuevas stays red hot.
He's been fantastic. These last couple of weeks hitting the ball really well. Had some great pitch selection there. Laying off those tough pitches. And then gets a good one to drive. Puts it right back where it came from. And he's got a nice base hit.
Hard on the ground, no stopping that. Now Henriquez, Cuevas trying to steal. The throw is airmailed by Hernandez. Cuevas, no stopping, going to third. Espinosa's throw to get him. He slides in. He is safe. The wheels of Jairo Cuevas churning.
Stolen
base and an error. Cardinals now two errors on the game. This was a good backup play by Espinosa. Just missed to the wrong side of the base with the throw.
Well, we've talked about it before, how Cuevas, not a guy you would expect to steal all the time, but he can be very sneaky on the base pass. He's had some big stolen bases for the Mets. Did a nice job of popping up right away as that ball got away and got there to third in time.
Henriquez takes the changeup for a strike. It's nothing and two. You're right, Jake. Any hesitation, then he's likely out. Cuevas now 18 out of 22 in stolen base tries. Swing and a miss on the changeup. So Henriquez down on three pitches. And Cuevas, of course, rolling the dice, getting the third with one out so he can score on a non-hit but can't score on a strikeout. So first time through the order, what a mishmash it was for the Mets. They strike out four times, but two runs and three hits. That's all or nothing. Now back to the top and Vargas, who takes a strike. One of our keys to the game, Jake, hits with runners in scoring position. Started 2-for-2, but now 0 for the last three. See if Vargas can make them 3-for-6. Pops one foul, and it's nothing in two. Vargas started the game for the Mets at the plate with the walk, stole second, and scored on the Barrow hit.
Not always going to be able to get guys in. You're going to have some times where the Cardinals pitching just does a really good job, but anytime you get a guy to third base with one out, that's one you really want to get in.
Can be the difference between winning and losing against this really good Palm Beach team. As Vargas misses low. At times it has felt like the Mets need to play a close to perfect game to beat Palm Beach, but at other times, not. You do want to capitalize on the opportunities like this one. Inside, two balls, two strikes. Vargas takes it just high. Again, both he and Cueva showing really good eyes at the plate right now. Avila's 3-2. Vargas fights it off to left field, falling fast and falling foul.
Well, that was a nice pitch to foul off and just get towards the outfield. Almost got it fair. Unfortunately, no wind to really help him out.
Yeah, yesterday that one might have been blown back. There's absolutely no wind to speak of at the moment.
At the very least, though, Vargas gets another chance to get back in the box and you get a base hit or a walk.
It's a strikeout, the fifth of the day for Davila. Nice pitch, back-to-back strikeouts with Cuevas at third, so he works around that error by his battery mate, Hernandez. No runs, one hit, one error, one man left through two innings. Mets lead the Cardinals 2-0. Joel Diaz, probably on the verge of being taken out last inning for 33 pitches, survived it with the pop out. Rested in the dugout and now gets the second time through the lineup. Certainly be looking for more strikes. 43 pitches, only 20 strikes tonight, but he has a 2-0 lead and Martin fouls off the first pitch. Martin drew a walk to start the game but erased on a double play. Takes a breaking ball low. Martin from Lynchburg, Virginia. Drafted out of Virginia Tech, 18th round. There are 9 drafted Cardinals players on this Palm Beach roster, and then 1 post-draft free agent. Totally new-look team. This pitch is 2-2. That tends to happen in the Florida State League into mid and late August. Line drive into left center field, down for a base hit. Martin aboard again. Leadoff single. That's the first hit for the Cardinals. Had all their base runners on, walks the first time through.
A really nice swing by Martin. Just got his hands back, drove it right into center field. 93.3 off the bat.
Swing and a miss by Petras. Petras hitting to that double play in the first inning. He'll look to do better here. Petras, the 12th round pick out of Alabama, West Deptford, New Jersey. Pitch misses low, a ball and a strike.
Diaz back out there on the mound. Up to 51 pitches. Is going to have to be efficient if he wants to get through a couple more innings.
2-1, sails away. And just now all three innings, just can tell, doesn't have the best stuff tonight. But he has shown through two innings he has the fight. Appears that's the way it's going to have to go in the third inning as well. Petras trying to dig in back there. Wearing out that back line. Petras flies one into deep center, but Ewing is racing to it. Makes the catch for the out. So Diaz falls behind 3-1 and retires Petras.
Well, those are the super important outs, the ones you can get even behind in the count. And the last thing you want to do is throw another pitch outside the zone, end up with runners on first and second with no outs. This way you keep a runner on first and you get one out in the inning.
J.J. Weatherholt finally picked up his first hit in this series yesterday in the eighth inning, an RBI single, but that remains his only hit. He flew out to start today's game on the first pitch to end the first. Foul tips this pitch. It almost becomes a little worrisome that the Mets have got him to the point. He only has one hit. Is he about to explode at some point? It's too good not to. As this ball is fouled away. And some of the scouting reports I read on him, man, scouts are super impressed with this guy.
The law of averages would tell you that he's going to break through at some point, but to the Mets' credit, they've done a really good job at figuring out how to pitch to him.
0-2 pitches in the dirt, and here's an excerpt from his MLB pipeline ranking. Weatherholt might have been the best pure hitter in the draft class, and there were some area scouts who think he's the best amateur bat they've ever seen. That is a lofty praise. That prospect ranking graph. All 1-2. Slugs it at Ewing. Racing back. AJ, busy tonight, makes another good catch. A leadoff single, and then back-to-back flyouts to center. Diaz has a chance to post another scoreless inning.
Well, this is what's going to happen to Diaz this year as he's trying to work his way back. He dealt with some injuries early on, but he either has really good stuff, can get a lot of quick outs like we saw in the first inning and threw a couple of batters here in the third, or sometimes has a little bit trouble locating and falls behind quickly.
Suarez pops one up into foul territory. Cuevas has a beat on it. He makes the play. It started with the single, and next batter was 3-1, and then it went downhill from there for the Cardinals. Just kept getting better for Diaz, and a very efficient inning as well, which was much needed. Mets lead the Cardinals 2-0. Back at Clover Park, Carson Benge will lead off for St. Lucie. That's a couple of runs in the first inning on a Barrow RBI single, and Ronald Hernandez runs scoring double. Davila, though, has recorded 5 strikeouts. 6 outs he's gotten under his belt. Benge, big cut, trying for that first pro home run. Strike 1. Benge struck out looking on a pretty good pitch, and he tried to sell as a ball in the first inning. A check swing foul, and it's nothing and 2. Benge is trying to get on base for the 4th time in 4 games. Start his pro career. 3-for-8 coming in. Benge swings and misses at the breaking ball. Strikes out for the 2nd time tonight. Strike out number 6 for Davila. So he had those 11 strikeouts the last time he was here in 6 innings. 12 strikeouts the start before that. Last outing at Clover Park. 47 strikeouts and 37 innings since the start of July. Here is Barrow. And Boston takes a ball outside. Barrow now hitting 291 on the season. Can he do it? Can he creep over 300? Would take quite a finish. Really couldn't afford any more 0-for games. And he has 6 hits this series and 3. He might not get a chance to swing the bat this time.
That's another thing Barrow is really good at, not only picking up those base hits as he has the last couple of weeks, but taking the right pitches and drawing walks.
He will take all the way 3-0.
Well, not a bad idea. Make sure you see a strike before you start swinging at something that is too far outside.
Barrow flies this ball left side. That will make its way into the stands. Nice play on the hop. And a dollar a night popcorn down there, I see. Three-two pitch. Barrow will watch it sail away for ball 4. Davila not happy. And Boston down to first for the 2nd time today. Stops a 3 strikeout streak for Davila. Brings back up Ronald Hernandez.
Boston Barrow is just kind of what he does. He gets on base, whether it's through a hit or through walks. He's a guy that has done it consistently all year long.
Hernandez, a RBI double to straightaway center field last time. Barrow will be checked on. Mets have stolen 2 bases off this battery of Davila and Hernandez tonight. Barrow 8 out of 9 in stolen base attempts. A half swing and a miss by Hernandez. That is not a foul ball. Barrow remains at first. And Barrow's on base percentage coming in, .368. Certainly respectable. Change up outside, a ball and a strike.
Spoke to Ronald before the game and asked him if he was going 5-for-5 today. He said yes, absolutely. But he talked about how, you know, he understands the importance of just having that consistently good swing.
He's a fifth of the way there, Jake.
Got a little ways to go, but, again, it was what impresses me with Hernandez is the way he talks about how, you know, sometimes you're going to have some tough games, everything's going to go your way, but if you can consistently play good baseball, those balls are eventually going to drop for you.
Hernandez hits a ground ball out to the second baseman, Martin. Throw to first in time to complete the double play. And that'll do it for the inning. 4-6-3, Martin to Weatherholt to cross. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. Three innings in the books. When we come back, I'm going to hand Jake Ricker the play-by-play with the 2-0 lead. Back at Clover Park, Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker. You should know the deal by now. I do the first three innings and the last three innings. Jake does the play-by-play for the middle three, and the running joke appears that things don't go so well when Jake does the play-by-play for the Mets. I've handed him many a game with the Mets in the lead or tied, and he's handed it back to me in the seventh with the Mets trailing. Jake, we're going to try this again. It's 2-0 St. Lucie. The fourth, fifth, and sixth are yours. I wish you luck. And while you do this, I'm going to calculate the last two homestands, how the Mets have fared in these middle three innings.
Well, hopefully the Mets are able to bounce back. They've been playing good so far today. Listen, I don't want to lose my job of doing the middle three innings. Baez leading it off here for Palm Beach. This pitch outside for a ball. It's Joel Diaz still on the mound. He's into his fourth inning of work. 1-0 pitch, hard ground ball. This one fielded by Roselli. He will throw to first in time for out number one.
What's funny is Diaz, it feels like he's been grinding, but two of the innings have turned out to be fairly easy.
It was just that second inning where he issued three walks and loaded the bases. In the first and third, had the walk, but then got the double play. In the third, got the single, but then three straight flyouts. This pitch inside. It's 1-0 now to Hernandez. Sammy Hernandez drew a walk in his first plate appearance. Takes this pitch right down the middle for a called strike. Count is evened up at 1-1. Is sitting now the 1-1 pitch on its way. And a fly ball, though this one stay playable. Hernandez will take a look, but it's just over the netting and into the stands. So just a long foul ball. And the count is 1-2. And the middle three innings have been some of the tougher innings for the Mets. We talked about how the fourth inning is actually the Mets' worst inning when it comes to run differential. Slider that gets way outside. Hernandez able to stop it, though, as the count evens up at 2-2. Two-two pitch, check swing. Hernandez able to hold up. And the count has now run full on Diaz. Up to 64 pitches as a timeout's taken here by Hernandez. Wonder how much more Diaz will be able to go. Here's his payoff pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Diaz comes back and gets the strikeout. And there's now two away in the fourth. So two up, two down for Joel Diaz in the fourth. And now Cross at the plate for Palm Beach. He's 0 for 1 with a ground out. Takes a strike, four-seam fastball on the inside part of the plate. The one pitch misses outside. Counts evened up at 1-1. And now the 1-1 slider misses low. Diaz falls behind. Looking for his first 1-2-3 inning. 2-1 on its way. And it's snagged outside by Hernandez. And the count moves to 3-1. Diaz a long hold, and now the 3-1 pitch. Over the plate for a strike. Cross likely taking all the way on that one. But another full count for Diaz. He won the last battle. Trying to do it again here. Here's the payoff. And it's a fly ball into right field. Long takes a couple steps back, then readjusts. He's underneath it, and he'll make the catch for out number three. So Diaz picks up a big 1-2-3 inning. And that's still lead 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Back now for the bottom of the fourth. Mets with a 2-0 lead here in Game 3 against the Palm Beach Cardinals of the six-game series. A.J. Ewing will lead things off for the Mets. First pitch to him. Big cut and a miss. Ewing was looking to make this a 3-0 game. He's behind 0-1.
All right, Jake, so I did the math. Since the start of the Bradenton series, which is the prior series,
0-1 pitch taking just low for a ball.
In which you've called the middle three innings. Those middle three innings, the Mets have been outscored 20-1. You've called one run scored by the Mets in those middle three innings, Jake.
1-1 pitch, half swing from Ewing.
Now, I have handed you tie, lead, down 1-0, and then you called 9-1 Bradenton. Down 3-0, that's close, and down 5-3. And the Mets have lost all those games. So, it's on you, my friend. Now, I will say this. You called the Sunday game. I did the middle three. You handed me a 5-0 lead in the middle three innings.
I did. 2-2 pitch fouled off by Ewing.
I handed you the lead back at 6-3, so I gave you a closer game. which is better for the broadcast.
Oh, it's better for the broadcast.
You didn't want to run away with a 10-0 win. That's not exciting.
No, you couldn't have that.
So,
well, you know, it's a lot of runs the Mets have given up when I've called the middle three innings, but not as many strokes on your golf game, though.
Whoa!
This pitch is low and outside.
Is the one run you called, though, the one run you called, maybe sold out for it, was a major league player hitting a home run.
It was. I was very, very thankful for Marte. That was a fun one.
Home run that he's still surprised by.
Payoff pitch on its way to Ewing. And he takes it for ball four. So that'll be a walk for A.J. Ewing. And he is on first with nobody out.
All right. Well, here you go, Jake. You got a leadoff walk. This is a good opportunity to bring him around.
We're off to a good start. Had the 1-2-3 inning in the top of the fourth. Now looking for some run support here in the bottom of the fourth. Nick Roselli at the plate. He's 0-for-1 today. Struck out back in the first inning. And he shows bunt, puts it down very nicely. Picked up by McGee. Throws to first. And a nice job by Roselli to get the bunt down for a base hit. Runners on first and second.
Yeah, it's happened so much against the Mets with that bunt down the third baseline. Great to see the Mets be on the other side of it. This is perfectly placed. McGee had no chance to get it. And actually did the right thing. So, first and second, yeah. This is a great scoring opportunity for the Mets who've kind of wilted towards the end of the games against the Cardinals. Build yourself as much of a lead as you can.
This ball gets away as Jacoby Long swings and misses. It rolls all the way back to Davila. But will go as just a swing and a miss and a strike one. The runner is able to advance. So Ewing on second, Roselli on first, and a good guy to have at the plate in Jacoby Long. He's batting .286. Now the 0-1 pitch, taken for a called strike, watches that curveball go by, and Long behind 0-2. Mets trying to capitalize with runners on first and second and no outs. The 0-2 pitch, fouled off by Long down the right field side and out of the ballpark. So Long stays alive at 0-2. Davila comes set, a look towards second. And now the 0-2 home. Taken low for a ball. And it's one ball and two strikes. One-two pitch. And Jacoby flies this one into left field. Petrutz has it for the first out. And Ewing and Roselli will return to first and second. So one away, and runners will remain put for Johairo Cuevas. Cuevas, who is one of the best Mets hitters right now. He's been hot. Singled in the second inning, and then got to third on a stolen base and an error. An opportunity here to drive in at least one run. Cuevas, big swing and a miss on a first pitch changeup that's in the dirt. It's behind 0-1. One pitch taken outside. Count even up at 1-1. One ball, one strike, two runners on in a 2-0 game. And Cuevas launches this one to right field, but underneath it is Baez. He'll make the catch. Ewing is going to hold at second base. Thought about it for a moment, but not deep enough. So now Mets had runners on first and second with no outs. So now two up, two down since then. It'll be Henriquez at the plate.
Started 2-for-2 runners in scoring position. That will drop them to 2-for-8. So they're in a 0-for-6 slump right now. Davila, good pitcher, making his best pitches when he's in the most trouble.
Henriquez takes this first pitch for ball one. Henriquez 0-for-1, struck out in his last plate appearance. These are those timely hits we talked about in the keys to the game. This pitch is taken outside for ball two. Runner in scoring position with no outs. That's a run you want to get home. Bill is 2-0. And Henriquez takes a big cut, pops this one into the stands over the roof here at Clover Park. Two balls and one strike to Henriquez. Davila trying to get out of a jam in a 2-0 ball game. 2-1 pitch flown high in the air to right center. Underneath it is Baez. He'll make the catch for out number three. So the Mets get runners on first and second with no outs, but then it's 3 up, 3 down. Mets still lead 2-0 as we head to the fifth. Back now here at Clover Park on this kind of gloomy Thursday afternoon with the Mets in front 2-0 over the Palm Beach Cardinals. This pitch from Joel Diaz in there for a called strike. He's back out once again going for his fifth inning of work. Diaz, who ran into a little bit of trouble in the second inning, but has kept Palm Beach off the board. 0-1 pitch, ground ball, this one. One-handed by Barrow. He'll fire to first. It bounces and gets away from Cuevas. McGee's going to head into second as Cuevas retrieves this ball. So a mistake there for the Mets as Barrow fires one too low. It's an E5. And McGee ends up on second. Now it'll be Espinoza. He'll have a runner in scoring position with no outs. Takes this first pitch high for a ball. And those have been the types of mistakes that have hurt the Mets over the last couple of games. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. Now it's even up at 1-1. And the good news here, they have the 2-0 lead. Diaz a look towards second. Now the 1-1. showing bunt but missing it is Espinoza. And that's strike number two. One ball and two strikes. Espinoza takes his time out. Unlikely to bunt now with two strikes. And he is with the 1-2. Slaughter that misses low and outside. And it's 2-2. Two-two pitch taken just outside. Slider that missed about a full ball outside, according to ABS. And it's a full count. Diaz with the payoff. And a fly ball into deep left field. Enriquez at the track looking up, and it's gone. A two-run home run for the Palm Beach Cardinals, and they have tied this game at two. Now a pitch that just caught way too much of the zone, and Espinoza made no mistake about it. Sends that one 387 feet, 98.4 off the bat, and he has tied this game with one swing.
Number 18.
And now back to the top of the lineup for Palm Beach, Christian Martin.
So Diaz comes into this inning retiring six in a row, airing a home run from the 8 and 9 hitters.
1-0 from Diaz. That finds the zone. Counts evened up at 1-1.
It's kind of the players that are surprising with the home run ball this week for Palm Beach. Suarez only hit one coming in. He's got two. That's Espinoza's fifth.
Martin showed bunt there, but pulled it back on a four-seam fastball that misses way wide. And that error proves costly, making it a two-run home run instead of just a solo shot. 2-1 pitch inside. Backs off Martin, and it's 3-1.
And you wonder how much is left for Diaz. He's over 80 pitches now, third time through the lineup. And he had out he gets from here is a bonus for the Mets.
3-1 pitch. That'll miss outside. That's a walk. And Martin will head down to first base after the two-run home run. There is some movement in the Mets bullpen, and here comes Yukari De La Cruz. He's going to head out to the mound, so that'll do it for Joel Diaz. He got through four innings scoreless, but a two-run home run in the fifth, and then a walk to the top of the lineup. We'll pull him out of the game. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets. New pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets, it's Jeremy Peguero. Holds a 2-1 record. This is his 19th appearance, 2.56 ERA. 24 walks and 45 strikeouts for Peguero. He's had a good season here in St. Lucie and looking to try and keep this game tied up at 2. His first pitch is high. Hernandez has to reach up for this one. One ball, no strikes to Petrutz. Peguero's set. And the 1-0. That one misses just high. And it's two balls and no strikes. Runner on first with no outs for the Mets in a 2-2 game here in the top of the fifth. Peguero will deal the 2-0. And that pitch is inside for 3-0. So Peguero not able to locate the strike zone immediately coming out of the pen. Now the 3-0 pitch. That's a called strike. Good pitch to get over the zone. Fires in the fastball, so it's 3-1. Rose pitch on the way. Check swing, and he holds up as it misses high. But Trutz draws the walk. So now runners on first and second with still nobody out.
This becomes concerning now. That's the Mets' sixth walk. Now, none of the six have scored. It's been the error in the home run, but they're certainly putting it to the test.
Trouble brewing for the Mets. Peguero trying to find a way to keep this game tied. This is Weatherholt at the plate. And he takes this pitch for a strike. It's behind 0-1.
Now Weatherholt 1-for-11 now in the series with the 0-for-2 start today. Mets have done a great job keeping him in check. Can they continue to do it, or is he 2-for-an-eruption?
0-1 pitch from Peguero. Check swing, but it's a called strike. Slider that was right over the heart. And it's 0-2, so Peguero quickly ahead of Weatherholt. And now the 0-2 pitch. Line in the right field. It's down for a base hit. Long fields it, fires it in, and fielded by Hernandez, but held at third is Martin.
Boy, that was a great throw. We saw Eli Serrano pose a runner on a one-hopper yesterday from right. Went long. And that was all the way in the air to Hernandez. So Gary Kendall gave the stop sign pretty quick. That runner on third base, and it was a good thing. That was excellent. That's sending that message with some of these new guys from the outfield. Of course, Cuevas already great arm when he plays right field as well. That's a dangerous team to try to force runs in on.
The base is loaded now for Suarez. And he hits this pitch high into the right side, but foul.
But as good as that throw was, how about J.J. Weatherholt? 0-2, looked lost with that second pitch he took. And same pitch, one pitch later, just rips it. So that gives you an idea of why the Cardinals decided to take him with their first-round pick.
Said he was probably due for a nice hit. Got one there. 0-1 pitch. Misses outside. Counts even up at 1-1. Bases remain loaded with no outs in a tie game. Mets came into the fifth leading 2-0. Peguero will come set. And the 1-1 pitch. Taken for a strike. Good slider. Finds the top of the zone. A 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. A big strikeout for Peguero. With the bases loaded, now one out in the inning.
And he gets Suarez, who had two homers in this series. Swinging a good bat. And after that Weatherholt solid hit that doesn't produce a run in the strikeout. That's a couple of Guerra. Hopefully he's okay after nearly tumbling down. But so a hit that doesn't produce a run, then a strikeout. That's a good sign for the Mets this inning.
This pitch is taken for a ball, and it's 1-0 now to Baez. Bases remain loaded with one out, and it's a 2-2 game. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Baez tried to hold up, but it was far too late by the time he realized that pitch came too far inside. One ball, one strike now. Baez 0 for 1 with a walk back in the second inning. Takes this pitch low and is ahead in the count. Always tough to keep every runner from coming home when you have the bases loaded with no outs. Two-one pitch, and it's just missing on the outside part of the plate. And Paguero has fallen behind Baez 3-1, and now in jeopardy of walking in a run. Sammy Hernandez waits on deck. Paguero's 3-1 pitch misses high, and that's ball four. So a run will come in, and Palm Beach has taken a 3-2 lead here in the top of the fifth.
Number four, catcher Sammy Hernandez.
That has really been the Mets' kryptonite in this series, and the last series against Daytona was the walks. Those were the games that they lost. So the bases remain loaded for Sammy Hernandez and just one out in the inning. First pitch to him. Misses for ball one. So Paguero again just has not been able to find the strike zone. That run that comes in is charged to Joel Diaz, but now Paguero responsible for everybody else on the bases. Hernandez fouls this one off. Counts even up at 1-1. Key now for Paguero is just to try and stop the bleeding as much as possible and limit the damage. 1-1. Big cut and a miss. Hernandez behind 1-2. So Paguero ahead on Hernandez. He's 0 for 1 with a walk. 1-2. Check swing on appeal did not go. Count even up at 2-2. Not a bad pitch from Paguero. Slider that broke outside nearly got Hernandez to bite. Paguero will come set and deliver the 2-2. High fly ball. This one up just outside the infield, and it's caught by Roselli. Infield fly rule in effect. And that's out number two, a big out number two, as Hernandez flies out. That's one away from ending the inning and limiting the damage to just one run. First, they'll have to face off against John Cross. Cross 0 for 2 so far today. Comes up in a big spot with two outs. Mets defense now backing up. This pitch is outside. Nice grab by Ronald Hernandez to prevent that ball from getting to the backstop. And that is the last thing you want with two outs, to let a free run come in. Guerrero's 1-0 pitch. Misses inside, and it's 2-0. That's up to 7 walks in the game. 2-0 pitch, can't find the zone. And it's 3-0. So again, Paguero in jeopardy of walking in a run. Tough spot in a 3-0 count. Across the ninth hitter to come up in this inning. Rio pitch. Nowhere close, and it's ball 4. So Cross walks, another run comes in. And Palm Beach has taken a 4-2 lead. And Palm Beach has now batted around. And McGee back out at the plate, and Yukari De La Cruz is going to head out to the mound. It's likely to make another pitching change. McGee, who originally reached on an error by Boston Barrow that started this inning. There's the call to the bullpen. We'll take another quick break when we come back to the new pitcher on for the St. Lucie Mets. Welcome into the game, Christopher Gomez, now on for the St. Lucie Mets. He takes the bump from Jeremy Paguero, and he will inherit the bases loaded with 2 outs. Gomez this year 1-0, 4.86 ERA. And McGee will take a first pitch ball from Gomez. As mentioned earlier, McGee, who led off the inning, reached on an error by Barrow on the throw from third and eventually made it up to second on that wild throw. Here's a check swing, holds up enough though. And again, trouble out of the pen. 2 straight balls here from Gomez. The Mets trying to avoid this inning from unraveling. Had a 2-0 lead and things have really fallen apart. In the fifth, this pitch will catch the outside part of the plate just enough. And it's 2-1 against McGee. This pitch does miss low, though, and it's 3-1 now to McGee. And nowhere to put him. The Mets have already walked in 2 runs in this inning, in jeopardy of making it 3. 3-1 pitch from Gomez, and that's a called strike right over the heart of the plate. So a full count. Our runners will be on the move on this pitch. 3-2, 2 outs, bases loaded. Mets trailing 4-2. 3-2 pitch. And a called strike three right at the knees. A big out for Gomez. Cardinals will leave the bases loaded, but they score four runs and have taken a 4-2 lead as we head to the bottom of the fifth here at Clover Park. Back now here in Port St. Lucie, new pitcher on for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's Randall Clemente. He'll face off against Marco Vargas to lead things off for the Mets at the top of the lineup. First pitch taken for ball one by Vargas. Clemente, this is his 14th appearance, holds a 3-2 record, a 9 ERA. Vargas fouls this pitch off. 16 innings pitched, 19 walks and 25 strikeouts. Vargas 0-1. Mets looking for some runs to try and take back their lead. Down two here in the bottom of the fifth. Vargas ahead in the count now 2-1. 2-1 pitch inside, and Vargas is ahead 3-1. And now a cut and a miss by Vargas. Count will run full. Payoff pitch. And this one's a high fly ball. Left center, running and making the catch is Espinoza. Just before the warning track, and that is out number one. Housekeeping things, final line for Jose Davila. Four innings pitched, four hits, two runs, one earned, three walks, and six strikeouts. Meanwhile, for the Mets, Joel Diaz, four innings pitched, two hits, three runs, two earned, five walks, two strikeouts. Carson Bench takes a first pitch strike. He's 0-2. With two strikeouts. Paguero, two-thirds innings pitched, one hit, one run, none earned, and three walks and one strikeout. On appeal, did not go around, and the count has evened up at 1-1 to Carson Benge. Benge, one of the better Mets hitters in this draft class, first-round pick, takes this four strike. He's behind 1-2. Came into this game batting .375 early on in his St. Lucie career. 1-2 pitch, fouls this one off, a hard liner, look out. 93 off the bat, that one right over the heads of our cameraman Ray. cryptographer Helene and Nick are down there as well. This pitch taken for a called strike three just off the inside corner. ABS, black and white, a pitch that just catches the zone. Really hard to blame Benj for taking that one. You saw his head kind of snap back, was surprised he was called out on strikes. But cannot complain to the umpires on an ABS day. Here's a strike to Boston Barrow. He's behind 0-1. Oh, one pitch fouled off. Barrow, 1-for-1 with a walk in the third inning. He's been on base both times he's been up. Behind 0-2 here to Clemente. O-2 pitch taken low for a ball. Count moved to 1-2. One-two pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. Barrow goes down swinging. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Clemente. Palm Beach leads it 4-2. We'll head to the sixth here on the St. Lucie Mets broadcast. It's time for the sixth inning here at Clover Park. Christopher Gomez returns to the mound for the Mets as they trail 4-2 against the Palm Beach Cardinals. The fans, they just announced here in the stadium, August 25th, it's the final brunch of the 2024 season. First pitch. Misses high for ball one to Espinoza here. Get your tickets on stluciemets.com and get brunch here at the ballpark. We've tried it a couple times here on the broadcast, and it's pretty good, if I do say so myself. This pitch is taken low, misses 2-0. And I am sure we will bring you the brunch here on Booth Bites as well on Sunday. 2-0 pitch, swung on and missed for strike one. Espinoza got spun around there. And now having a chat with our home plate umpire. Now readjusting the batting gloves, now back in. Two-one pitch, look out, bat into the dugout of the St. Lucie Mets. Count's evened up at 2-2. That's the second time we've had a bat fly out of a batter's hands. It happened to one of the Mets players. It was Carson Bench earlier on in the week. He lost a bat that went just over the head of the Palm Beach dugout. So Palm Beach returns the favor. Got to be aware, even when you're behind the batters. Two balls, two strikes to Espinoza. Gomez will come set. And the 2-2 fouled straight back just to the left of us up here in the broadcast booth. And now a swing and a miss for strike three. Gomez gets Espinoza to go down swinging. Picks up a big out number one. Slider that was just too much to handle for Espinoza. So with one out and now back to the top of the lineup for Palm Beach, it's Christian Martin. Anyway, back to the brunch that's coming up on Sunday. You get the special tickets on stlucymets.com. They got all different kinds of foods. 1-0 pitch in the dirt. And it's 1-0. They've had eggs, waffles, sausage, bacon. I'm not sure what the theme is for this Sunday. But it has never disappointed. 2-0 pitch. Fouled off this one all the way back into the stands, and it's 2-1. Two-one from Gomez misses outside. Count has run to 3-1. Mets falling behind by two runs after a rough fifth inning. Trying to get back on track and get a zero back out on the board. 3-1 pitch. Taken low for ball four, and that'll be a walk issued to Martin. That is his third walk of the day. And he singled in the third inning, so he's 1-for-1 with three walks. Has reached safely every time he's been up. And if you remember, back in the first game of this series, Martin from the leadoff spot had constantly got on first base as well. This one fouled back here by Petrutz, and he's behind 0-1. In that first game, Martin walked, bunt single, hit by pitch, and then reached on an error, and then flew out in his last plate appearance. And now in this game, has walked three times and picked up a base hit. He's been an on-base machine for Palm Beach in this series. 0-1 fouled off, and Gomez ahead of Petrutz 0-2. And again, walks have been the issue for the Mets. Up to 9 in this game for the St. Lucie Mets pitching staff. 0-2 from Gomez. Chopper ground ball. This one grabbed by Cuevas. Throws the second off the glove of Vargas and into the outfield, but picked up by Henriquez.
E3.
And it's an E3. Now, the good news, despite that ball getting into the outfield, runners are not able to advance any further, but what was a potential double play ball turns into no outs and runners on first and second, with Weatherholt coming to the plate. And not the guy you want to be facing, J.J. Weatherholt, the 7th overall pick in this year's draft. And this pitch gets away, pops out of the glove of Hernandez. Now, Petrutz and Martin will both advance. So it's two runners in scoring position on a pass ball. So it's a 1-0 count now to Weatherholt. Weatherholt, the Mets had held quiet in this series. Had the one hit yesterday, has one hit today, but that last hit after starting off the day 0-for-2 was a really nice drive into right over 90 miles an hour. That first pitch, by the way, was a strike. So it's 0-1 now to Weatherholt. Runners on first and second and third with one out. 0-1 pitch. Misses low. Counts evened up at 1-1. Gomez with a long hold, and now timeout has been called. Pitch clock was winding down. That's a disengagement. First one of the at-bat. One one from Gomez. Ground ball in that one, stabbed by Roselli. He throws from his knees to first for the out. One run will come in to score. Oh, nice job by Roselli to keep that ball from getting into the outfield and turning into a base hit and multiple runs coming in. It was playing in and had to react very quickly. Here's another look. Just gets it, throws from his knees to get the out at first and makes an accurate throw. That was 98 off the bat. And with how far Roselli is playing in, that one feels probably even faster. Swing and a miss now by Suarez. He's behind 0-1. So two outs in the inning and a runner on third. And it's a 5-2 lead here for Palm Beach. And now a line drive left field down for a base hit. One run in to score, and it's an RBI single for Jose Suarez. Well, the Mets had kept him quiet, but comes through with a base hit here and has made this a 6-2 lead for Palm Beach. Just when you thought things were going well for the St. Lucie Mets, they had a 2-0 lead heading into the fifth inning. And now Palm Beach has scored 4 runs in the fifth, 2 in the sixth. Baez fouls off the first pitch he sees from Gomez. He's behind 0-1. We'll see if the St. Lucie offense will be able to try and respond. They scored 2 runs in the first inning, haven't scored any since. Pitch is low, and the count's evened up at 1-1. Suarez on first, and now the 1-1. Swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. And timeout taken now by Baez. One ball, 2 strikes. Gomez with the pitch. That'll miss outside. 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, runner on first and 2 outs. Gomez comes set, and now the pitch. Runner goes, pitch is fouled off into the stands, though. And Suarez will have to head back to first base. The one thing the Mets have done well all season long is when they've gotten down, well, that offense can explode, especially with a lot of the hot hitters in the lineup right now. They can score runs quickly. Down 4 runs right now. 2-2 pitch from Gomez. Check swing on appeal, did not go. And the count has now run full. Suarez will be moving on the pitch. A long inning here for the Mets, trying to end it before getting any worse. Payoff pitch bounces in the dirt. It's ball four. And now it's runners on first and second.
Number four, catcher Sammy Hernandez.
And again, that is the 10th walk for the Mets. And now Jordan Krause is going to head out to the mound for a visit. Talk things over as the pitching staff has not been able to get the ball over the plate. They're trailing 6-2 right now. Well, this pitching staff has got some great stuff, and we've seen it in this game. We've seen it in the games before. But walks continue to be an issue. It put them into tough situations in Palm Beach, a very good hitting team. There's a reason they have the best record in the Florida State League. They will take advantage of those situations. And they have once again in this game. Well, the bad news for me, if you didn't hear when Adam McDonald handed over the play-by-play to me, gave me a hard time because the Mets always have a little bit of trouble in the middle three innings. Well, it's not looking good here. I may not be doing more middle three innings here. Mets will still have a chance, though, in the bottom of the sixth to get some runs back onto the board. Need to get out of the inning here, though. The pitch is a called strike. So Gomez ahead 0-1. The 0-1 pitch misses high. 1-1. It's been a very overcast, kind of gloomy day on a Thursday night, but the good news, it's been nice and cool. 1-1 pitch finds the inside part of the plate. And Gomez ahead, 1-2. Scoreboard temperature right now reading 77 degrees. Gomez set, and the 1-2. Misses outside. Back to 77, I think, is one of the lowest I've ever seen it. With all the rain that we had moved through earlier today. But another on-time start. 2-2 pitch. Fly ball high up on the air. Will this one stay playable? Hernandez racing back at the track, and he makes the catch. And that will end the inning. Palm Beach able to score two, though, and extend their lead. They're up 6-2. As we head to the bottom of the sixth, Mets looking to try and get back in this one. Time for the bottom of the sixth here at Clover Park. Mets trailing 6-2, looking for a big inning to try and get back in this one. Ronald Hernandez will lead it off. Clemente back out on the mound for his second inning of work here for Palm Beach. Mets trail the series 2-0. In game 3 of this 6-game series. This first pitch is taken for a strike. Ronald 1-for-2. I gave him the broadcaster's jinx on the double play, so that was my fault. I'll take the blame for that one. 0-1 pitch, check swing. Looks like he got a piece of it. That's a strike. Ends up as a foul ball. And Hernandez knew he didn't want to swing at that one. So behind 0-2. Credit to Palm Beach. Their pitching staff has continued to pitch really well. And have really kept these Mets hitters off balance. 0-2 pitch misses wide outside. Now you watch the first inning of this game, and the Mets start off a walk, a strikeout, a single, and a double. Drives in a couple of runs. Things were looking good. 1-2 pitch fouled off by Hernandez. But then, since that first inning, the Mets were able to get Cuevas to third base with one out. Couldn't get him home. Barrow got on base in the third, but ran into a double play. And then one more single in the fourth inning, and that's been it for the Mets. This pitch taken a long hold from Sammy Hernandez, but won't get the call as it's being relayed from the ABS system. So the count is 2-2. And now Hernandez lines one right field, but into the netting and foul. 106 off the bat, one of the best swings today by a Mets hitter, but just couldn't quite straighten it out. Well, despite the score, though, again, this is a team you can't count out. They've come back against Palm Beach before. 2-2. This is outside. Count will run full against Hernandez. A time has been called here as the ball that was retrieved hit the netting on the toss. Ended up back in the field of play, but it's been retrieved. Groundskeeper's got it. Payoff pitch. High and outside. Hernandez draws the walk. And he will reach first safely to lead off the inning. So another opportunity for the Mets with a leadoff walk, sending A.J. Ewing to the plate. Ewing's 0-for-1 with a walk in the fourth inning. He's been hot. Now the key for the Mets right now, though, down 4 runs. Do not need the big swing right away. Want to get base runners. As Ewing takes the first pitch outside for a ball. That's a good take. A pitch that didn't miss by much. One oh from Clemente. Misses for ball 2. And Ewing is quickly ahead in the count. AJ 2-for-4 in yesterday's game. It was 2-for-4 the day before that. So he's consistently been picking up 2 hits as he takes this pitch for ball 3. And has put himself into a very favorable hitter's count. Clemente setting a 3-0. Taken all the way for ball 4. And all of a sudden, the Mets with runners on first and second and no outs. That'll send Nick Roselli to the batter's box. He steps up to the plate. Roselli, he's 1-for-2, had a bunt single back in the fourth inning. Quick meeting. Sammy Hernandez and Clemente. Roselli, an opportunity with runners on first and second and no outs. Wonder if the Mets get aggressive with another bunt. Roselli's already got one, although the Mets are down four. First pitch, taking four strike just on that outside corner. You do have McGee playing in on that third base side, just in case Roselli does decide to try and bunt. 0-1 pitch fouled off by Roselli. He's behind 0-2, and now McGee heads back to his normal position with the bunt unlikely on an 0-2 count. Clemente comes set, fires away, and a big cut and a miss by Nick Roselli. He's down on strikes. The first out of the inning. Well, now it'll be Jacoby Long. Long, who came into this game batting 300. He's 0 for 2. Swings and misses out on the first pitch. So Long behind 0-1. Hernandez on second, Ewing on first. 0-1 pitch, check swing, but he went around. And it's 0-2. Ball does not get far enough away from Hernandez. And both the Mets runners will hold. 0-2 to Jacoby. Mets trying to capitalize after back-to-back walks to lead off the inning. Clemente has settled in. He's ahead of Long 0-2. Comes set and delivers. Pitch in the dirt. This one gets away from Sammy Hernandez. Both runners are going to fancy. He has trouble with it. And both runners will be safe. So Ronald Hernandez advances to third. Ewing is up to second on a wild pitch. Well, Hernandez was able to get to this one pretty quickly and might have had a chance at third, but bobbled as he tried to pick it up. And that guaranteed both runners able to advance for the Mets. So now two runners in scoring position with one out. 1-2 pitch taken for a called strike three, and Long knew it. Slider that just dropped into the zone. So Long is down looking, and now two outs in the inning for Jairo Cuevas. Tough strikeout there, but Cuevas hot at the plate. He's 1-for-2 today. Got a single back in the second inning. Cuevas takes the first pitch inside. One ball, no strikes. Well, this is where we go back to the keys to the game for the last couple of days. Timely hitting. This is where you need that hit. 1-0, line drive, shallow center field, and it's caught by Weatherholt. That will end the inning. The Mets cannot capitalize on runners on first and second. They trail 6-2 as we head to the seventh here at Clover Park.
Jake is in timeout. Jake is in timeout. I had to do it, folks. I'm sorry. But in the middle three innings, since the Bradenton series, the Mets have been outscored 20-1 when he calls the middle three innings. Outscored 6-0 today in the middle three innings. So Jake's in timeout. I hate to do it. I hate to do it, Jake. All right, you're out of timeout. I feel bad. Come on.
Okay.
Come on back.
Thank you.
I was hoping the Mets would at least get you a run there. Second and third, one out.
They had a chance.
Get you some runs. And you're still stuck on the Marte home run. So here we go in the seventh. Let's see if the Mets can turn it around. Same amount of hits, same amount of errors. 4-2, but the runs where it matters, 6-2. As Gomez goes back to work, and that ball fouled away, heading off the glass of the sweep. Give our boys in the press box a scare. It's been a tough night for Mets pitching. 10 walks tonight. Season high is 13. Three innings to try and to not break that. This ball is crushed into deep right center by Cross. No one's getting that. It's going to bounce off the wall. Cross chugging into second, and he will pause there as Roselli fields the relay throw. Cross, the only Cardinal not to bat last inning, leads off this one with a long double into the gap.
Well, Palm Beach hitters just continuing to take advantage of pitches that catch too much of the zone. Well, this is a really good hitting team, and they are driving these pitches deep to the deepest parts of the ballpark and picking up extra base hits.
Now walking around Clover Park while you're doing the broadcasting thing, and they are some solid contact here. It's ricocheting the sound off the big overhanging roof. There's McGee. Wyatt Series takes this one outside. Although does have a walk and reached on an error today, along with the strikeout. Cardinals lead the series 2-0, trying to go up 3-0. The four-run lead getting late. Pitch, slider down, 3-0. A bit like Gomez trying to guide this in there. Gomez, it's kind of the tale of recent weeks, Jake. Gomez has struggled today, inning in a third, two hits, two walks, two runs. Neither run earned last inning, by the way. 3-0 to McGee, and that's going to be a strike call. But he pitched twice in Daytona, both times the ninth inning with the one-run lead, and executed brilliantly and closed both those games out, including the big comeback on Sunday. 3-1 pitch is fouled away. Back home, just kind of like Joel Diaz as well, electric on the road up in Daytona. Comes here back home and scuffles, and they give up two hits, but the five walks plagued him. I don't know what it is about the Mets playing on the road recently. Doing so well. 3-2 pitch. Strike three. Got him looking. Cade McGee down. Three consecutive strikes for Gomez after falling behind 3-0. Just does clip the top of the zone. Fan to water. Ringing him up.
McGee was starting to head down at first, it looked like. He did not like that call, but that pitch well in the zone.
Not as close to the top of the zone as I thought. No, it was just above belt high. There's a pitch to Espinoza for a ball. Espinoza, the two-run homer in the fifth to tie the game. It was just the second hit at the time by the Cardinals. They only have five. They have taken advantage of those walks. They didn't the first four innings, but they started two in the fifth and sixth. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball. 1-1. Mentioned it yesterday, the Mets in their last 10 road games, 7-3. Back-to-back road series victories in Fort Myers and Daytona. Two tough places to play. Fort Myers, the top-ranked team in the second half in the West Division. Mets looked like the better team that week. 1-1 pitch is skied on to shallow left. Henriquez coming in, and it's going to be Vargas making the catch for out number two. And last week in Daytona, look, Daytona's a tough place to play. Fans are right on top of you. The conditions are not great. Mets actually went 7-8 in Daytona this year. Won those 4-6. But here at home, just 2-14 in their last 16. And it looks like Gomez is done for the day. Nicari De La Cruz, the manager, going to take him out. So he won't get a chance to pitch around that leadoff double. We'll have to leave it to his bullpen mate. But it is a chance to put up a scoreless inning. New pitcher when we come back. The new pitcher is Joseph Yabor. Faces Martin, who has not been retired from the leadoff spot. 3 walks and a single for Martin. Yabor's first pitch in there for a strike at 94. Yabor, 21 years old from Venezuela. Most of his season spent in the Complex League. This will be his, well, actually, it's 50-50 now. Kind of snuck up on me. 10 relief appearances for the FCL. This is number 11 for St. Lucie. Breaking ball hit deep right field. Long run for Long. Trying to get there. Dives and just missed. And it one hops off the warning track over the wall for a ground rule double. Cross will score. Another hit for Martin. He's on for the 5th time today. And that makes it 7-2 Palm Beach.
Well, that was nearly the play of the year by Long. Made a long run over there in right field and dove for this ball, and it was just out of his reach. Great effort by Long.
I can't believe he got that close. Not sure it was so close in the end, but you give him A-plus for effort. The ball did appear to be by him by a few feet. Rude greeting for you, Boer. And now Petrutz swings and misses at a slider. That run charged to Christopher Gomez will be an earned run. Petrutz checks his swing on a slider, or did he? Nope, he went around. Austin Matchick making the call. Petrutz today 0-3. The walk and a run. And Boer has had his struggles in St. Lucie. 7.71 ERA. A lot of it stems from not enough strikes. See if he can get one by Petrutz here. A bouncer to Cuevas. He'll shovel off to Yabor. Inning over on the 3-1 putout. But 2 doubles in the inning from Cross and Martin, and the lead stretches for the Cardinals to 5. Stretch time at Clover Park, 7-2 Redbirds. And we thank all those fans who have come out here on a $2 night. Hanging out in the Budweiser Terrace. Second to last dollar night of the year. We also appreciate those who came out to support the Treasure Coast Food Bank. Jake made some great social media videos we posted earlier today across Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check them out. Jake will put those up on the YouTube page as well. Henriquez takes a ball from our new pitcher for the Cardinals, Augusto Calderon. He's done really well this season. This ball is fouled away. Spent all year in Palm Beach. This is his 30th relief appearance. 4.64 ERA, but he feels like he's pitched better than that, especially against St. Lucie. Been around a while, was in Palm Beach last year as well. Henriquez rips a ball into center field. Speared, sliding catch by Espinoza. What a great rangy play for him. That looked like it had eyes for the green grass of Clover Park's outfield.
It's a really nice play out there in center field. Espinoza almost coming out of nowhere. Fired out of a cannon. Got over there to make the play.
And off the bat, that looked like a hit all the way. So Espinoza had some difficulties in the first inning tracking that Ronald Hernandez fly ball. No problem there. Tough out for Henriquez. Back to the top in Vargas, who pops one foul. Taking a look at Calderon against the Mets this season on May 17th. Mets got to him 4 runs and 2 hits. Only got 2 outs. But in his appearances since, 3 shutout innings on June 26th. 2 perfect innings. Correction, 2 scoreless hitless innings on July 23rd. And a scoreless inning on the 28th. And he drops this one too high, apparently. Vargas 0-for-2 with the walk, a run, and a stolen base. Calderon's 2-1 pitch is fouled off. Palm Beach has gotten some really good relief pitching in this series. Savakul, 5 innings behind the rehabber on Tuesday. Gastelum, 2 perfect innings to finish off Tuesday's game. Nolan Sparks, 2 perfect innings in the 6th and 7th yesterday. 2-2 pitches, rocketed in a right field. That will fall in front of Baez. A base hit for Vargas.
Nice job by Vargas. That one, a similar hit to Henriquez. This one falls a little bit quicker, though, and is down for a base hit. And the Mets have had some good swings. No question about it. They've scored 2 runs in this game, had some opportunities, just haven't had that timely hitting yet.
Benj's 3-game hitting streak to start his pro career might be on the line right here. 0-for-3, 3 strikeouts. Tough night for him so far. He takes his pitch in the dirt. See if he can shake that off and put together another good swing in this inning against Calderon. Bench takes the second pitch low, 2 balls and no strikes.
And those are good takes, pitches that are inside on a pitch that he got rung up on in his last at-bat, one that just barely touched the zone.
Bench fights off this fastball, 2 balls and a strike.
It can be tough to lay off those pitches after you get called out on strikes on a similar pitch, but Bench has done a good job of doing that. He's got himself ahead in the count.
Change up falls in for a strike, 2-2. First, Marco back in safely. He did steal second base back in the first inning. Roller Miller out towards second. Martin scoops it, throws to first to retire Benj. Vargas speeds into second base. No opportunity to get him, but Benj falls to 0-for-4 in his second home game. That is the second out of the inning. Boston Bear will bat. Having another good day. Three times up, two times on a hit and a walk. Aiming for his sixth hit of this series. Takes the changeup for ball one. Three on Tuesday, two more yesterday, and one in the first inning today to give the Mets an early 1-0 lead. Lead the Mets carried through four innings, had a 2-0 advantage, but started to slip there in the fifth and sixth. Barrow takes one inside. It's a 7-0 run by the Cardinals. Yesterday, the Cardinals scored six unanswered in the top of the sixth through the top of the eighth. Pull away in what was once a tie game. Foul tip on a changeup. The ball in two strikes on Barrow. So we have a mound visit here between Hernandez and Calderon. Around the Florida State League today, Tampa and Fort Myers played a doubleheader yesterday. Today's game canceled. Tomorrow, no game. Must be something happening in Tampa, perhaps at across the street at Raymond James Stadium. Fort Myers and Tampa have a doubleheader on Saturday and then a single game on Sunday, so an intriguing setup there. Daytona beat Jupiter 2-1. Daytona now a 4.5-game wild card lead over Jupiter. And Tortuga's doing a nice job shaking off a bad week last week at home against the Mets. Going up 3-0 in that series down at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 1-2 pitch to Barrow, and Barrow will ground it to first. Scooped up by Cross. He'll take it himself when the race in the inning is over. For the Mets in the seventh, no runs, one hit, no errors, one stranded. We head to the eighth. It's 7-2 Cardinals. Eighth inning, Jeffrey Ybor back to work. Joseph Ybor, rather. Jake, you have an update on us on that Tampa-Fort Myers series, why there's no game tomorrow and they doubled up today, or they're doubling up on Saturday?
I do. There is a big event going on tomorrow. It is the Buccaneers preseason game against the Miami Dolphins.
Okay. So not going to play if you've never been to... looks like we have a pinch hitter here. On yellow, Encarnacion is going to bat for Weatherholt. Weatherholt, the top prospect, has played every inning of the series until this point. 1-for-4 with an RBI ground out. Picked up his second hit of the series. No word on why. Maybe just giving him a rest. Here's a ground ball stopped in the hole by Vargas. The pivot and throw. Good. Aniello Encarnacion is out. Nice play by Marco in the hole.
It was nice to get a quick out there on that first pitch. Try and get some momentum back on the Mets side as we get closer to the end of this game.
And nothing we could see with Weatherholt, anything's wrong, but you know these draft picks, you know, they've been, sometimes they only play a couple games in a row, then they take a day off and on, just trying to ease them back in action. So Weatherholt playing a good amount since coming over to the Palm Beach Cardinals post-draft. This pitch misses high and into Suarez, who's having a big week. RBI single last time up in the sixth. He's 1-for-4. And that five hits, including two home runs this series. Bohr gets a swing and a miss on 97. So over in Tampa, the Tampa Tarpons, Yankees single-A affiliate, they play at George Steinbrenner Field, spring training home of the Yankees. Big bouncing ball. Roselli off the glove and into center field. Well, he backed up and couldn't make the play. It'll be a base hit.
It's a tough play to make. Really took a big hop right before it got to him, and he had to leap up off the top part of his glove, it looked like.
Yeah, I thought, I'm sure he would, if he could do it again, would have charged, try to beat that bounce off the shoe tops. Might have been an easier play than that extra bounce and the high spin. Now Suarez is aboard, but look, Roselli's made pretty much every play that's come his way at second base since arriving on the team, except for that one. Can't get them all. Ybor's pitch is high to Baez. Right across the street, right across Dame Melbury Highway, famous highway in America in Tampa, Jake, I'm sure you know it well, is Raymond James Stadium, which is home of the Buccaneers. Big football games and concerts over there. So, as this pitch is swung on and missed, when the Tampa Tarpons have a home game, home series the same week as a Bucks preseason game, they try to maneuver it so that the games don't overlap. They share parking lots. And it creates a big mess and a big jam. A 1-1 slider is a high strike.
Attest personally as a Tampa native, it gets busy down here when the Bucks are in town for a game, so don't want to have the Bucks and the Tarpons both going at the same time. That would create quite the mess.
One, two on Baez, and this ball's fouled straight back into the net. Back in 2021, that post-COVID season, the Mets and Tarpons had a Saturday game moved back to noon because the Buccaneers had a game that night. So we got through that game and got out of Dodge before the football started. Breaking ball low. I don't know if some players and coaches went. I thought about it. You know, once you get back to the hotel after calling a game, you just kind of want to call it a day. Want to venture back out to the same spot. I didn't go. I think better to have it on a separate day altogether. 2-2 breaking ball backs up, full count.
I don't know if you know this, Adam, but Raymond James Stadium, it's a nice stadium. It's got the pirate ship, which is the big thing down there, but it's actually almost the exact same as another stadium in the NFL. Do you know which one that is?
Let me think here.
It's basically a carbon copy.
That is ball four to Baez. It's the 11th walk of the night. Too shy of the season high for the Mets. What stadium? I'm trying to picture in my mind's eye what it looks like from the top.
Of course, Raymond James has the pirate ship, which is unique to its own, but has the high seats on either side and then the kind of little walk-around area with the little houses, if you want to call them that, where you can get some food.
Line drive into left by Hernandez. Henriquez comes on, makes a leaning catch, throws back to second, not going to be in time to double off Suarez.
It was a nice job by Henriquez. Came in very quickly, made a nice catch. He's one that doesn't normally play the outfield. Did a nice job there.
Well, Raymond James Stadium has been around for a while, ever since they knocked down the big sombrero.
It has.
Back in the, mid-90s.
For some reason, does not have a roof, though, for shade.
No, I've been to Raymond James before for a football game. It was a Thursday night game. I didn't have to worry about shade. What stadium?
Now, one thing Raymond James did when Tom Brady was in town was they put up extra bleachers in the one end zone. And I was not a big fan of it because it cut off a lot of walking around area, made things that much more packed. But, hey, Tom Brady's in town, got to sell tickets.
To make way for the GOAT. I'm not sure. I'm going to say the same stadium in Miami, Hard Rock? Is that what it's modeled after?
It is not. It is the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, okay.
It is built by the same people.
That stadium's going by the wayside. Get a new one in Nashville. Enclosed one. Fly ball on the infield. Now drifting the shallow outfield. Vargas. Vargas makes the play. The retire cross. Good inning for Yabor. Works around the one out single and walk. Post to zero. Middle of the eighth. 7-2 Cardinals. New pitcher alert for the Cardinals. Lefty Michael Watson signed post-draft out of Sam Houston State. This is already his sixth relief appearance. I don't know of any other Florida State League teams that have already brought over a pitcher from the college season. He's already in game six. Augusto Calderon, one inning and done. And a good start for Watson as he gets a swing and a miss by the switch hitter Hernandez. And his five relief appearances, 5 1/3 scoreless innings. 3 walks and 8 strikeouts. Hernandez tonight 1 for 2. Single and a walk. Correction, double and a walk. Foul tips the second pitch at 89.
It really shouldn't come as much of a surprise. Palm Beach, just that kind of team where they bring those college guys up quickly and then if they find a guy they like, they will get him up here to single A and they'll stick around.
Saw Nolan Sparks, who was drafted in the 13th round this year out of Rochester, University of Rochester. He pitched 2 perfect innings yesterday. Well, they are the only 2 guys from this year's college crop on the Palm Beach team. We came from a place in Daytona, Jake, where the Tortugas only had one college player. Ryan McChrystal, a catcher, who caught 2 games. So I wonder if Reds being an Arizona League team has an effect. Here's a pop-up foul ground. Look out. Sliding play unable to be made by Cross right between the gap, Camerwell, and the tarp. Spares our low first camera, which has already been taken out one time this year.
By the guy at the plate, Ronald Hernandez. He got on a SportsCenter top 10 when he made that catch.
The number three play?
The number three play, yes.
Check swing on a pitch up high. He held.
Listen, you never want the camera to go down. It's expensive equipment, but at least he got a top three play out of it.
Yeah. It's a fair trade, I guess. Get something out of it. That one and through the five hole. Two balls, two strikes. Mets once led 2-0. Those two runs in the first inning. Palm Beach broke free in the four-run fifth inning. 2-2 pitch swung on and missed the slider. Strikes out Hernandez. You look in this series, the Mets losing 5-3 in the opener. They scored all three of their runs before the fourth inning. And yesterday they scored three of their four runs in the first two innings. Got the A.J. Ewing home run in the eighth. So it's been the clamps have been put down by the Cardinals in that middle to the latter part of the game. Now A.J. Ewing, two walks and a strikeout. Looking for a hit, takes the ball outside. Palm Beach, a very tough pitching team. We got a couple of fresh arms here in Sparks and Watson from the college ranks. But it's a lot of the same cast of characters who've been here almost all season. That continuity. As this ball smacked up the middle, unable to lunge for it as Encarnacion. That's a base hit for Ewing. Almost took out the pitcher. Three on base day for AJ.
Nice job by Ewing. Had the two walks earlier in this game. Gets a nice base hit there. Just puts it right back up the middle. And he has stayed hot at the plate.
Encarnacion stayed in the game at shortstop, replacing Weatherholt at the plate in the top of the inning. One on, one out for Roselli. 1-4-3 with two strikeouts and the bunt single. Fastball away. Palm Beach as a pitching staff, as a team, a 3.15 team ERA to lead the league. Next closest, Daytona, at 3.52. So, I mean, talking close to half a run better. Pickoff, safe. That back-to-back, the Mets getting the series against the Cardinals this week and Daytona last week. Hitters trying to hang in there and do their best. Last week in Daytona, it's not a great offensive series. They won their games nip and tuck. They posted the 7 spot on Sunday with a 4-run 7th inning. 2-0 pitch misses, correction, in there. Fans groan, but that's the ABS system. This series so far, the Mets 3 games, 3 runs, 4 runs, 2 runs. Line drive, base hit by Roselli. Two hard hit balls in a row. AJ and Nick. He's got his first multi-hit game.
Now, the Mets have done this a couple of times where they've had runners in scoring positions and back-to-back hits, but here is where the game has been different between the Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals. The Mets have not had the clutch hits. Looking for one here, though.
Mets started the game 2-for-2 with runners in scoring position, 0-for-11 since. Can they change their fortunes running out of outs here? First and second for Long. He's looking for his first hit, 0-for-3. Palm Beach, by the way, 4-for-16 runners in scoring position, so more chances and a couple of more hits. Breaking ball missed. Ball one. Mets and Cardinals have the same amount of hits, 7. Same amount of hits yesterday, 13. Foul tip, big rip on the slider. Ball is fouled back. One and two.
A long and a rare 0 for 3 day right now. He's got a good swing. He can really get those long arms extended.
1-2 Skipper.
You would love for him to find a way to get on base here with Cuevas on deck. He has been one of the hotter Mets hitters.
Two and Long will let it pass. It's a full count. That slider just not cooperating right now for Watson. Payoff pitch. Missed badly. Long will take his base, and that will load him up. That's down by 5. We'll bring the tying run to the on-deck circle. Chance for a big inning with Cuevas coming to the dish.
No question about it. This is basically a make-or-break situation for the Mets in this game. Bases loaded, one out. Want to try and get one into the outfield and score 2 runs.
Time called, and Sammy Hernandez is going out for a visit. Whoop, so was his pitching coach, Gio Carrera. Not seen Carrera yet this series until this moment. Going to take his time of going out there. Elsewhere around the Florida State League, mentioned that Daytona won 2-1. Tortuga's trying to hammer heads this week and win that wild card. Dunedin up 5-0 at Clearwater. We got a couple of struggling teams there in Jupiter and Clearwater who are the Mets' final 2 opponents of the season. Once they get through this series, hopefully an easier path. Bradenton beating Lakeland 4-2 in the 9th inning. Lakeland, after losing the first 4 games last week to Fort Myers, found themselves 6 games out of first. Today they woke up 2.5 games out, so they've made a pretty good dent in a week, trailing first place Mighty Muscles by, or rather Bradenton by 2 late. Mound visit over. Cuevas spoils the first pitch foul. Cuevas 1-for-3 with the single today, way back in the 2nd inning. Cuevas takes this bouncer. Good stop by Hernandez. That breaking ball just not effective right now for Watson.
Important for Cuevas to be aware of that, too. You want the big hit here, but nothing wrong with a walk to at least get a run in.
Cuevas grounds 1 foul. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. Watson's pitch, line the other way. It's foul. They're playing it out, but it's a foul ball. Ooh, it was close.
It seems like the only one that knew it was a foul ball was their home plate umpire. Everybody else was running in. The ball was coming in, but
we've been fooled by a couple today that we thought were closer than they were. This one narrowly missed. Cuevas has the right idea. 1-2. Not trying to crush the ball, just shoot it the other way. Well, it would have played it 2. Watson's pitch. Cuevas checks his swing. Not worth an appeal. 2-2. There is a pitcher warming up in Palm Beach's bullpen. Wavos flies it into left field at Petrutz, backs up, makes the catch. Here comes Ewing from third. He will score. And the Mets have their first run since the first inning. Makes it a 7-3 ball game. That's the first run against Watson.
You want the big hit there, but a nice job by Cuevas. Down two strikes, at least gets that ball deep enough to get a run in. And that's something the Mets can build off here. Got some momentum on your side, got a run in. Now try and capitalize and get a two-out rally going.
Now the scuffling Henriquez. Tough series so far. Swings and misses at this pitch. 0-4 yesterday, 0-3 today. Flies it into right field towards Baez. Makes the play to retire the side. So the Mets make some noise, loading the bases with one out, but all they can produce is a sac fly. And Palm Beach has a 4-run lead going to the ninth. Just past the 9 o'clock hour on the East Coast. We're in the ninth inning. Cardinals leading 7-3. It was a very rainy afternoon in Port St. Lucie. Probably kept some fans from coming out to the ballpark on strikeout hunger night. But we started right on time. A couple of big games still left in the year. Big days. Zibor greets McGee with the strike. We have a Harry Potter night on Saturday, the last fireworks show. Kids in for free. Should be a good one.
Scarf giveaway as well on Harry Potter night.
Be one of the first 500. And you might need to be one of the first 495 because Kenny is taking them and stuffing them in his backpack and leaving.
Stealing them.
Yeah.
It's not very mayorly.
That is not mayoral at all.
I will say they're very cool scarves.
Oops, a tapper back to the mound, and oops again. Ybor recovers. An accidental swing and then an accidental miss of the fielding. All winds up as an out. I don't think either guy's going to want this on the highlight reel.
No, certainly not, but a nice job by Ybor to recover and get that ball quickly and accurately to first base for the out.
You know, sometimes pitchers have so long to throw to first base that they just lollipop it. But the pressure was on, so he had instincts fired in there. McGee's out. Espinosa, two-run homer to tie this game back in the fifth inning at the plate for the fifth time, 1-4. Made his one hit really count. We're going to bring a scarf for the broadcast, though, of course, to show it to the people watching what they missed. Pop up heading back, and it's nothing in two.
Yeah, they got a nice St. Lucie logo with the Mets on one side and then the Harry Potter on the other side.
Bring it up tomorrow, actually. We can promote it. Make people come early on Saturday.
There you go.
Slider away. Also the Harry Potter jerseys.
Which you'll also be able to see on social media. We got a video coming out for the Harry Potter night.
Yavor is 1-2. Espinoza will fly it down the right side. Jacoby running for it. He is out of room. Well, Jacoby couldn't work his magic there, but if you saw the Instagram video earlier, he does have some magic. He had the bat. He made the bat move. He had it raised up. He used the wand. That's real. That was not a fake thing. That was real.
I was shocked. I couldn't believe he did it.
Go check it out on at St. Lucie Mets on Instagram. Jacoby Long wielding the wand, making the bat move. 1-2, breaking ball. Backs in there for strike three. Yavor K's Espinoza looking. Yavor his first strikeout of the night. He's putting together a really nice appearance here over the last few innings.
He's looked good, and now here comes his biggest test in Martin, who has been a menace against the Mets in the two games that he's played.
How many times has he not been on? One out of like 10 now?
One time. One time he has not reached first.
Foul tips this one and going for the downs. Well, three walks, a single, and a double today. And then on Tuesday in the opener, he came up five times and reached four. So big on base day. Now, one of those was he reached on an error. He doesn't really get a whole lot of credit for that. But hit batter, walk, bunt single.
I think the only thing that he hasn't done is gotten catcher's interference on the way to get on base.
Here's hoping that doesn't happen. This ball nearly hit him.
One that just kind of got away from Yavor there.
Yavor is at two innings of shutout ball, just one walk. Two out of every three pitches, better than two out of every three, is a strike. Good sign for his development. 2-1, fastball is fouled away. I mean, he can consistently hit, he does consistently hit 94, but he can rear back and hit 97 repeatedly as well.
Well, it just goes to show you sometimes throwing hard doesn't always mean you're going to have a good outing. You want to have the accuracy and command as well.
Martin goes down for the first time today on a fastball. A 1-2-3 inning for Yavor with two strikeouts. Mets will head to their final at-bat of the night, trailing 7-3. Hardy Few have hung in there all day, all game. Shut down Corona Beach House. Good spot to watch the game. Jake, you weren't here for spring training, but it gets packed out there. Actually, you did come to a spring training game, didn't you?
I did.
Face the Tigers. Spring training is a good time here at Clover Park. A lot of fun. A lot of work. As Vargas takes a strike, but a lot of fun.
I was up here checking out the stadium for the first time. It was just absolutely a packed house. Great atmosphere.
New pitch in the game, Angel Cuenca facing Vargas. Yeah, that was anytime like the Tigers, Red Sox, Yankees roll into Clover Park in spring, it gets packed. Tigers sneaky, big following. Of course, we all know what the Red Sox and Yankees are capable of. By the way, the 2025 New York Mets spring training schedule is out. Find it now on Mets.com, stluciemets.com. Tickets will go on sale in October for season tickets, groups, as Cuenca strikes out Vargas looking. And then November 12th, circle the calendar, the individual games go on sale online only. The Yankees are coming on a Monday, final day of spring training. The Red Sox are coming. And the Rays are on their way over here. And then, of course, your usual cast of characters on the East Coast of the Grapefruit League, Astros, Nationals, Cardinals, Marlins. 16 home games at Clover Park. Carson Bench is going to get a chance to extend his hitting streak to four games. That's got him to the plate. They rallied for a run last inning.
I've always found it surprising that the Rays do not have a home for spring training here in Florida. They're, of course,
yeah, they do.
Main home being in Tampa.
Port Charlotte. 1-1 pitch off the end of the bat. That's going to make its way out to Martin at second. Recovers for the out. Benj, unfortunately, will finish 0-5 today. Yeah, Rays hold their spring training in Port Charlotte.
Sorry, I should have. They don't have a single eight.
They do not. They did.
They did.
Charlotte Stone Crabs. They were one of the 40-some-odd teams cut post-COVID. Sad to say goodbye to the Stone Crabs. I liked that stadium. I always enjoyed the Rays in this league as this ball is grounded out to second by Barrow, and this should do it. That's a 1-2-3 ninth inning for Cuenca out of the bullpen. Sub-10 pitch inning, and the Cardinals win game three of the series 7-3, and they go up 3-0 in the series. Another game in which it was close in the middle portion, and the Cardinals just kind of slowly pulled away. Too many walks, too many errors for the Mets tonight, and the offense just shut down in the middle and back section of the game once more. Palm Beach will improve to 35-14 in the second half, inching closer to that second half title and going back to back. Palm Beach now 72-43 on the season. Mets will drop to 17-32 in the second half, 39-76 overall. Winning pitcher is the reliever Randall Clemente. Losing pitcher, Mets starter Joel Diaz. Cardinals wrapping up the happy high five line between second the mound and the dugout for the third straight day here at Clover Park. Mets with some work to do. Going to have to win the final three to get a home series split. But first things first, we will have the postgame show right around the corner to wrap up the Cardinals' 7-3 victory on this Thursday night.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker with you from high atop the action, fourth floor broadcasting booth. Wrapping up another Mets game, their 57th home game here this season, and on Valley Live. Cardinals win 7-3. Cardinals now improved to 8-1 this season at Clover Park. They love coming up I-95 for a game in Port St. Lucie, don't they? Mets only have a few more games left to turn it around against Palm Beach this season. Let's roll through the highlight package and show you how it happened. Boston Barrow got the Mets off to a great start. RBI single here in the bottom of the first inning against Jose Davila, a pitcher who last time at Clover Park did so well he won the FSL Pitcher of the Week award. But the Mets get to him early. Ronald Hernandez hits this breaking ball high into center field. Espinosa gets turned around, can't make the play. Boston's going to come in and score. 2-0 Mets. Mets 2-for-2. Runners in scoring position. Things are looking great. Joel Diaz did not have the good stuff early, but he threw four shutout innings until Espinosa, after an error, crushes a two-run homer. That tied the game at 2. Espinosa's fifth of the season. And it was a lot of walks from Diaz the first four innings, but he managed his way through it. But he just run out of fortune in the fifth. Then the Mets really started to struggle on the mound. The Puero didn't have the good stuff. He walks in the go-ahead run as Baez takes the free pass with the bases loaded. Another bases-loaded walk, this one a four-pitch walk with two outs. That made it 4-2. Just too much of this in the middle innings there for the Mets. They got away with it early, but not late. Gomez, on a borderline pitch, gets strike three. It would have been another base-loaded walk if not. And Roselli makes a great diving stop here on the drawn-in infield to rob Weatherholt of a base hit, but Weatherholt gets credit for an RBI ground out. That made it 4-2, and or 5-2. Then another clean hit by Suarez makes it 6-2. Suarez with two home runs and three singles in the series. A couple of the doubles late in the game in the seventh inning. That one by Martin drove in the seventh and final run of the night. Martin got on base 5 out of 6 times from the leadoff spot. Cross, who doubled early in the inning, scored. Mets loaded the bases with one out in the eighth, threatened to get back in the game. A narrow miss on a line drive into left field by Cuevas, called foul. Ends up getting a sac fly, but that was the only run of the inning. And then Barrow, who started off hot with the single in the walk, made outs in his last three plate appearances, kind of sums up the night for St. Lucie. Got off to a hot start, but just could not sustain. And, Jake, that's the way this series has gone. The Mets have been neck and neck with the Cardinals for the first half of the game, and the Cardinals just slowly pull away. Some of it they do on their own, just good hitting, and some of it the Mets help them out with some walks and errors.
No question. There's a lot of credit goes to Palm Beach. They're the reason they're one of the best teams in the Florida State League, but also the Mets continuing those little mistakes, whether it's walks, errors, something goes wrong for them in these innings. And then probably the biggest thing is the Mets just have not been able to capitalize when they've had big opportunities with runners in scoring position. They had the bases loaded today, only got one run in on a sacrifice fly, but that's where you want to get that timely hitting, as we talked about in our keys to the game. They just haven't got that all this week.
Yeah, four batters into the game. The Mets were 2-for-2 runners in scoring position. They end up 2-for-14. So the Cardinals put the clamps down, as they've done basically this whole series and this whole season series up here at Clover Park. So now we turn the page to tomorrow, see if the Mets can't get a win here at Clover against the Cardinals. It will be another 6-10 first pitch on a Friday night. We'll probably battle the weather again, but I think by game time it's supposed to be clear. So plan for airtime at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Port St. Lucie, Cardinals 7, Mets 3. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Thursday night. We hope all of you out there watching have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.